Every pilot who has ever flown a fixed-wing airplane has stood next to it on the ramp at some point, watching the windsock, doing math in their head that they never write down. How long is the runway? What is the density altitude? What is the gross weight? How much of that runway do I actually need to break ground, climb out, and clear the obstacle at the end? There is a phrase pilots use for that math. The takeoff distance available against the takeoff distance required. If the available number is not larger than the required number, by a margin, the airplane does not fly today. That is not negotiable. That is not a vibe. That is arithmetic. Sacramento landlords have a similar piece of arithmetic that almost nobody writes down. It is called the vacancy triangle. Three sides, lost rent, holding costs, make ready burn, and a landlord who screens for an extra $50 a month in rent and sits empty for 6 weeks, getting it just lost more than 12 months of that uplift before the new tenant ever signed. Today on Runways and Rent Rolls, we are walking that triangle, side by side, with actual math. Because the math is not hidden, it is just rarely shown to a small landlord in a way that connects to the decision they are about to make. This is Runways and Rent Rolls, the flight plan for serious property operators. Welcome aboard. Let us set the frame. There are three personas this episode is talking to most directly. Larry, the accidental landlord, 1 to 4 single-family rentals in Sacramento, 0 to 2 years of experience, the guy who owns the rental because he kept the starter home and rented it after he upgraded. Big Pete, the larger investor, 26 units or more, who runs a real portfolio with real numbers and looks at vacancy as a line item, not a feeling. And the third audience, listening between them, is the Sacramento Private Money Lender, or ARG's own River City Investments lending arm, business purpose hard money only, watching whether a borrower's underwriting actually pencils when vacancy is priced honestly into the model. All three are flying the same triangle. They just see it from different altitudes. So, side one of the vacancy triangle, lost rent, the most named cost, the least honestly quantified cost. Lost rent is not just the monthly rent on the empty unit. It is the rent the operator was theoretically going to collect, multiplied by the number of months the unit sits empty, minus any concession that gets given to the next tenant to fill faster. Sacramento submarkets typically run 3-12% vacancy, depending on tier and submarket conditions, per RG operational reads. Tighter at the top end of the market, wider at the bottom. Those are the bands an operator should benchmark against when modeling a portfolio, because actual is the only thing that pencils. A unit that turns inside 30 days in a tight Sacramento submarket is performing as expected. A unit that turns in 72 days in that same submarket is bleeding rent that nobody put on the budget. The lost rent cost is calculated on the actual vacancy days against the actual market rent, not the prior tenant's rent. Because the prior tenant's rent is a sunk number. The relevant number is what you should be collecting now. Side two of the triangle. Holding costs. This is where the small landlord math goes upside down fastest, because most owners price the holding cost at zero. The unit is empty, the tenant is gone. What could the cost possibly be? Let us walk through it. Utilities. When the unit is empty, the landlord is back on the meter. Power, water, gas, depending on the property. A typical Sacramento single-family rental running utilities for 60 days during a turnover with the AC keeping the inside livable for showings is $200 to $400 on the holding ledger that the owner did not pay last quarter when the tenant was in. Capex creep. Empty units age faster than occupied units. That sounds wrong. It is true. A unit with nobody in it does not get the daily checks. A slow drip in a bathroom under a closed door for 40 days is not a slow drip anymore. It is a subfloor problem. A water heater that was at year 19 of life when the prior tenant moved out and noticed the warm water taking longer is now at year 19 of life, and the next tenant is the one who finds out it failed. The Sacramento PM operators who have been doing this for a decade know to walk the property weekly during a vacancy. ARG dispatches do that under the standing operations playbook, as part of normal turnover handling. Insurance posture. Some landlord policies have vacancy provisions that change coverage after 30 or 60 days unoccupied. The owner who has not read his own policy in 3 years is exposed to a coverage gap nobody priced in. HOA dues, property tax, mortgage, those numbers do not pause during a turnover. The mortgage on the property is still due on the 1st. The property tax is still due in April and December. HOA dues run on their own clock. None of those care that the unit is empty. That is side 2. Holding costs, real money, every day the unit sits. Side 3 of the triangle. Make ready burn. The cost of getting the unit back to leasable condition. Paint, carpet or flooring, cleaning, locks, smoke detectors, and CO detectors per code. Smaller items that always show up. Sacramento turnovers run a wide range. A clean 2-year tenancy on a single-family rental can turn for under $2,000 in materials and labor. A 4-year tenancy with kids and pets can run $6,000 to $10,000. A move-out from a tenant who left under contested circumstances, where the security deposit accounting under California Civil Code Section 1950.5 is going to be tight, can run beyond $10,000. Owners often confuse the cost of getting the unit ready with the cost of upgrading the unit. Those are two different bills. Make ready returns the unit to leasable. CapEx upgrades it for the next decade. Honest underwriting separates them. So now we have all three sides: lost rent, holding costs, make ready burn, add them. That is the actual vacancy cost. Let me give you the example that makes Larry's stomach drop. He has a Sacramento single-family rental in a mid-tier submarket. Market rent is $2,600. The prior tenant was paying $2,400. Tenant moves out. Larry, screening on his own, is convinced he can get $2,650 if he just holds out for the right applicant. He prices it there. The unit sits 47 days. He finally drops to $2,650 in pricing reality, leases it on day 53, gets the new tenant in on day 60. Larry's math the way he wants to see it. He got $50 a month over market for the next 12 months, $600 of uplift. The actual math. Lost rent for 60 days at $2,600 a month equals $5,200. Holding costs for 60 days, utilities and insurance posture, and the mortgage that is due regardless, conservatively $400. Make ready $3,000. Total vacancy cost on the turnover, $8,600. Against $600 of theoretical rent uplift across the next year. Larry chased $50 and lost $8,500 to do it. This is the math ARG sits on every Sacramento turnover, the leasing velocity math. ARG's leasing model is built around tight days on market because tight DOM is how you protect the owner from the vacancy triangle. We price the unit at where the market will lease it inside 14 to 21 days in a tight Sacramento submarket, not where the owner wishes it would lease in the world he wants to live in. We price for velocity because velocity is what the math actually rewards. Big Pete sees this differently than Larry, and it is worth saying. Pete runs 26 plus units. He has a vacancy line item in his portfolio model that is not zero. He prices for velocity by default because at his scale, 3 weeks of empty across multiple units is real money fast. Pete is not the audience that needs the lecture. Pete is the audience who already does this and is wondering why his small investor friends keep underwriting a 5% assumption when their actual is 12%. The investor cohort, the Steve and the Patricia and the Sam, the people building portfolios in Sacramento and using bridge capital, hard money business purpose loans on short holds, ARG affiliate lending, or third party, that cohort cares about vacancy because vacancy delays the exit. A bridge loan written for 6 months on a value-add hold where the underwriting assumed 45-day lease-up after rehab, that gets ugly fast when actual lease-up runs 90. Cost of capital does not pause for the vacancy triangle. The lender's clock keeps running. For the property manager listening, the takeaway is that days on market is not a marketing metric. It is the most important compounding cost line on the turnover ledger. ARG's operators on a Sacramento portfolio treat 14 to 21 days as a North Star and price to hit it. Owners who do not have ARG running their property need to put days on market on their dashboard and watch it like the altimeter, because every additional day past the local tier benchmark is a real dollar coming out of net. If you want Gary to walk this triangle with your specific portfolio, lost rent, holding costs, make ready burn, against your real vacancy days last year, the runway sign on the page below this episode says investing, and that is where you click through to book a free 30-minute consultation. Bring your last 12 months of vacancy days, and we will run the math live. And if you are ever interested in becoming a pilot yourself, do not hesitate to reach out. The math on whether the runway is long enough is not that different from the math on whether the unit is priced right. You have been listening to Runways and Rent Rolls, where altitude meets asset management, the flight plan for serious property operators. Until next week, fly the panel.